Boston, you ruined it for everybody.
It is a little weird. All right, let's helpline it.
214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by?
It is brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Thank you, Jay, not Dylan.
You're welcome.
So we got Sod in for DJ. His DJ is crushing mornings now. It's all about the mornings. And Lando is still in there with us. Right? Yeah, hey, Lando. So, Lando, you will not be with us tomorrow?
I will be filling in for Sean tomorrow.
Okay. We're going to miss you on Tickers.
I'll miss you, too.
Okay. We're good.
So filling in for Sean precludes you from participating in the Hardline?
That's a big two hours.
That's happened to me before, though. I filled in for Sean before and then immediately had to do Tickers.
And that's just a tough transition.
It is.
You just don't want the human body to have to go through that.
We carried you off the field like Kellen Winslow.
Put the towel on his neck. Okay, so... I don't know what argument there is to this, but this guy apparently is going to try and make it, and I wish him all the luck in the world because I am ready to destroy him based on what I think is his... Did you send this piece of audio?
Yeah.
Oh, dog, you're on it.
I'm on it,
you're
man.
You're so on it.
All right.
Based on his theory that the sweatshirt is better than the hoodie.
Hey, Hardline, love the show. My question is about hoodies. I know it's summer right now, but you guys talk about wearing hoodies on a regular basis, as do the rest of the shows for the most part. Here's my question. I don't get the hoodie. I love a good sweatshirt, but the hood serves no purpose other than to flop around on your neck and annoy you. And if you ever actually are out in the cold to the point where it's so cold that you need to cover your head, you need to be wearing something heavier than a hoodie anyway, like a parka or something like that. So... to each his own, but I would love to hear some sort of rationale for why the hoodie as opposed to a regular sweatshirt. Thanks.
Okay. First off, there is no comparison to the just standard sweatshirt.
Like the crew neck sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are people still wearing those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those still suck. And I'm not down on those. Those are great. But there is something about the comfort of a hoodie that I just can't explain. And the dominance now over the standard sweatshirt is so apparent that I don't think that there's any way to put the cow back in the barn.
You know, and by the way, he might be missing the idea that it's not because the hood is a great utility that we're using all the time. There's a chance the hood is actually never used unless I realize... Half the teenagers out there would say, no, you wear the hood up at all times.
When it's 110.
But for Coppell Dad, the hood's hardly ever activated.
It's
only
decorative.
When it's serving a purpose. Very rarely.
But yeah, I used to be a hoodie denier, but I'm a hoodie convert.
Were you really?
Because I thought I looked stupid in them. And especially when I was big fat Dave. You had to... buy like a double XL hoodie. It's just too much. It's too much fabric. It's too much hoodie. But now I enjoy them.
Big fat Dave.
And what about, have we distinguished between traditional hoodie and microfiber hoodie?
That is a...
Oh, my God.
That is a new development that I'm not fully on board with.
Oh.
Like the dry fit hoodie?
Yeah, because I'm not golf guy, so...
You're not golf guy, but I feel like they're great for like going to the AAC where it's way too cold for t-shirt, but it's not cold enough for actual hoodie.
Right. So you wear.
So
the...
there's this middle zone.
And Bob and I were together when my life changed. When I saw something out in the wild, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" Because we went to the Ryder Cup 6 years ago. And for the very first time in sports history, the hoodie was utilized in a sporting event and accepted in the world of golf. And that was such a no-no. Like, you couldn't wear a hoodie anywhere.
Yeah.
And suddenly the entire U.S. team had hoodies.
The dry fit thin hoodie, I feel like, at least in the golf space, he's right. The 2021 Ryder Cup.
It's entered the dress code.
Well, now, I mean,
it's all I wear in
now,
the winter.
Every dude at every club has 10 of them.
Yeah.
And so the market share, because those aren't cheap, the market share is just, it's just been a real treat.
You know what you do? There's a cheat code. You buy them now.
Buy them in the off season.
Buy them in the off season.
When the pro shop's trying to move in the summer looks.
Exactly. They're trying to get rid of them all. The prices get knocked down. This is the best time to buy the golf hoodie. You're right, though. Like the Travis Matthew golf hoodie or whoever makes them.
See, I was always full zip hoodie.
The full zip hoodie's an interesting one. Now, that one does go back to our youth. That one did exist when we were kids.
And I don't mind it now.
And, yeah, in doses, there's a place for it, for sure.
I don't mind any hoodie. I feel that it's... I feel whatever is hanging off the back of your neck makes... And the pouch up front.
Well, I was going to say, are you... The golf hoodie seldom has the pouch.
Yeah.
Some
but
do.
When you're big and fat, the pouch just makes you look fatter.
So this for
Where
you
Where do you
was,
put your supplies, though?
For you, this was always just about you.
Uh-huh.
About you being...
Well, and that...
It made you look huger.
Uh-huh. And that's what I think the issue is with Mr. Helpline Caller, is it sounds like he has sensory issues, because he doesn't like it touching his neck.
Man, it's almost reassuring back there.
I know. It's like your best friend.
It's like an arm around your
shoulder.
He
just wants you to... Like, you're not going to use me today, but I'm here... Standing ready for when you do need.
Yeah.
Like, I can...
And no one's going to karate chop you in the back of the neck.
There's no way that someone's going to sneak up behind you and karate chop you.
I can pinpoint to you guys my favorite piece of clothing that I own right now. The most comfortable...
Is it an OU hoodie?
No, it's not.
Boy.
Matter of fact, it's not even close.
A lot of people tearing up their gambling tickets.
Damn it. Damn you, snake. Nope. Bob, you were with me when I bought it. And so was DJ. Dave, unfortunately, didn't make the trip.
Oh, your Cal Bear hoodie?
My Cal Bear hoodie.
Oh, that was a good one.
It is the most comfortable. And that's the other thing about the hoodie.
It's like a lib hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's made of like soft tree.
Made of only trees that you've hugged first.
Here, take my tree. Make a hoodie. I don't know what, because I feel like the, beyond the... You know, like the activewear hoodie or whatever that we were talking about that I love, too. The fabric of the new hoodie, it's not as thick as it used to be, but it's not as thin as, like, those athletically, the thin ones. There's something in the middle. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Yeah, the real thick hoodie.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
They don't make those anymore. Those don't exist.
You know who I'm not sure I've ever seen in a hoodie? Sod.
Yes, you have.
Sod, are you pro hoodie?
Very pro hoodie, but
yes.
Yes, I also like the zip hoodie though.
Interesting.
Yeah, I got no qualms with
have
the zip.
Have you sampled
hoodie.
The thin hoodie?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
I think another issue I used to have with hoodie when I would be more anal retentive about my hair, like the taking on and putting off, like messing up your coif.
Man, that's pretty weak.
I know.
That's something I've never had to worry about, Dave.
But you would
yeah,
just...
Yeah, yours just slides right in.
You Why wouldn't you just put your hoodie on, then do your hair?
Well, then you
and then
sweat.
Just leave, sweat?
And then you pit out while you're in your hoodie.
God, you have so many issues.
And they're all like, it's like dominoes. Just
yeah.
One sets everything in motion, and now we're playing from behind
and
trying to catch up.
It's all based on you're so fat that you're always sweating.
That's why thin Dave has really been a find.
Yeah. We all change eventually.
Dave is sweating through the extra thick double XL hoodie. Like no human can sweat through it, yet somehow Dave is
so uncomfortable in every fabric. He's like this thing itches. Just...